With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Road cruisers spreading salt and snowplows stand ready as a powerful winter storm threatens snow, ice, and frigid temperatures across a broad section of the U.S. in the coming days.
Forecasters say ice may linger on roads and sidewalks because temperatures will be slow to warm in many areas. Ice could also weigh down trees and power lines, triggering widespread outages. The storm's expected to hit much of the nation's midsection starting Friday and then head east through Sunday. The National Weather Service says the coldest wind chills could plunge to minus 50 degrees or more across the northern plains. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump has launched his Board of Peace, which will focus first on Gaza's ceasefire.
We have peace in the Middle East. Nobody thought that was possible. We've settled 8 wars, and I believe another one's coming pretty soon. You know what that is? The one that I thought was going to be an easy one has turned out to be probably the most difficult.
But many of America's traditional allies are refusing to join the Board of Peace. A main complaint is the human rights track record of countries who've signed up, including Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. There's also concern about the invitation to Russia's Vladimir Putin to join the board. Attorney General Pam Bondi says a woman who led an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church has been arrested. Bondi announced the arrest of Nakima Levy Armstrong in a post on X on Thursday. On Sunday, protesters disrupted the city's church in St. Paul, where a local official with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement serves as a pastor. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 306 points. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God, but contains some factual errors. And 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations are growing, according to a poll released by Lifeway Research. A lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in the 3 states with the most Latinos, Texas, Florida, and California. This is SRN News. Homicide rates in many U.S. cities dropped steeply in the year 2025. We hear more on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen reporting.
A report by the Council on Criminal Justice shows a 21% decrease in homicides last year from 2024 in 35 U.S. cities. According to the report, homicides declined in 31 of the cities, resulting in nearly 1,000 fewer in 2025 than the previous year. But experts say it's too early to say why the declines are happening or how long they will last. The report tracked 13 crimes and recorded drops last year in 11 of those categories, including carjackings, shoplifting, and aggravated assaults. I'm Mike Hempen.
More details available at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.